Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Today, I want to talk about divorce and heartbreak. And I want to tell a story about something that happened to me, and it really made me think about the heartbreak of divorce. And it's significant. So basically, here's what happened. A couple years ago, I was walking my dog and it was really, really icy. It was February in Chicago and it was horrible weather and it was like ice and then there was fresh snow over the ice. And I had horrible boots on. I had like these Uggs that have no traction or whatever. So I'm walking my dog, I slip, I hit my head, I black out, I'm laying there, I wake up a few minutes later, my dog's like gone, and I had to go to the emergency room, get a CT scan. Anyway, everything was fine. So a couple weeks later, I was out walking my dog again. This time I wore better boots. It wasn't as icy, but I fell again. And this time I did not get hurt. But I was like, I can't believe I just fell again. I was so pissed about it and so frustrated and felt like, you know, why do I keep falling? And then I thought to myself, you know, it's interesting because everybody falls down. Not on ice or not just falling in general physically, but I mean, we all fall down. And what I mean by that is when your spouse comes home and says to you, I've been thinking, I don't really want to be married anymore. I don't think I love you anymore. That's falling down. When you feel like, oh my gosh, my marriage, I have to get out of this. That's falling down. When you see that your marriage isn't working and you don't want to face it, but you finally look in the mirror and say, this is it. I can't live like this anymore. That's falling down. When you lie in bed crying because you're lonely and when you're angry that God did this to you, which by the way is a completely different topic because God didn't do this to you. But when you're angry with God or you don't know why you feel like you're being punished for marrying the wrong person and you know your divorce is coming, that's falling down. When your kids are crying and saying, you know, I miss daddy. Why are you getting divorced? I hate you guys for getting divorced. That's falling down. When you miss your ex so much that it actually physically hurts, that's falling down. When your girlfriend calls you the next day and says, I don't really know how to tell you this, but I was at such and such restaurant last night and I saw your ex and he was kissing so-and-so and holding hands and looking all lovey-dovey, that's falling down. And when you come home from your 10th Bumble date and you seriously cannot believe the quality of people that are out there and you feel like you're never going to meet somebody, that's falling down. When you are paying bills and you realize you have 39 cents left in your bank account and you're really kind of scared and you feel like you might have to sell your house, that's falling down. When your lawyer calls you and says, I don't know how to tell you this, but your ex wants full custody of your kids, that's falling down. So those are some examples of falling down, not on ice, but in life in general. And I've been here for a lot of these and it's awful. And when you fall down, you know, you just want to cry. It's infuriating. It's sad. It's depressing. It makes you feel hopeless. It makes you feel like you just want somebody to hear how you're feeling and nobody understands. You feel like maybe you're a victim. You want to be validated. You want to be pitied. You want people to feel sorry for you and understand what you're going through. I think that's really normal, but I don't want you to do that for too long because then it becomes toxic to yourself. So Let me shift here and tell you why falling down is okay. The biggest lesson I have learned is that when you fall and you get up, you realize that you survived, that you didn't fall down and die. You actually survived. I didn't die when I got my concussion. I didn't die when I fell the second time. I got up and I kept living my life. Same with all those things I just said about divorce. You didn't die of loneliness or bad dates or stress or your kids being upset. When you fall and you get up, it's actually really empowering. There's a certain grace you now know you have once you face divorce and all this adversity and all the challenges and these difficult life changes. And there's a courage that you see that you now have. And you realize that you're so much stronger than you thought you were. And I think that you don't see these things right away. Sometimes it takes months, years even. But when you see them, you realize that you're really proud of yourself for being so strong. And what I want to say is that you fell, but you didn't fall apart. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about falling and getting up as it pertains to divorce and heartbreak. Before I move on, I want to mention a couple Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I really think will help you if you need professionals in your divorce. The first one is my newest Divorce Girl Smiling partner, Patricia Van Herren. Patricia is a divorce attorney based in Irvine, California, and Patricia is wonderful. I've really gotten to know her lately. And she is a big fan of mediation and the collaborative process. So if you're out in California and you're getting divorced, I would definitely call Patricia. And the other person I want to mention is real estate agent Leslie Glazer. Oh my gosh, I love Leslie. I've known her for several years. She was my real estate agent when I bought my new house and sold my old house. Love Leslie. She's in the Chicago and suburban Chicago areas. And Leslie is a certified divorce real estate expert. So you can find both of these partners on divorcegirlsmiling.com or just Google them. Okay, I'm moving on, and I just said something that I really loved. You fell, but you didn't fall apart. So the thing is, things happen to all of us, even if people who aren't going through a divorce. You know, everybody always says shit happens. It does. And we will continue to fall. I mean, I hope I'm done falling on ice, but we will continue to fall, okay? Falling is actually okay, except for if you really, really get hurt. But what's important is after you acknowledge the pain of the fall, that you get up, you keep living, you keep continuing to try to improve and enjoy your life, figure out what you learn from the fall, and love and accept yourself for who you are. And by the way, being kind to yourself, loving yourself, and accepting yourself, not just during your falls, but every day, is very, very important. And what I want to say to you is that I'm so sorry for your divorce and your heartbreak, and I know it really hurts. I know it hurts deeply. It can feel really unfair. It can feel unjust, and it can feel like nobody understands. But that's why it's important to surround yourself and get the support you need in your divorce, whether it's therapy, a divorce coach, divorce support groups. The Divorce Girl Smiling Facebook page has 2,800 people who are talking to each other. You can post a question. I can post a question for you anonymously, and you can see everybody's responses. You'll get like 25 people telling you how they feel. And it really makes you feel less alone, less isolated, and like people really understand you. It's really validating. But the best news of all is that so far you have survived your falls and you've had the guts and the courage and the stamina to get up and keep going. just keep going, because I promise you, it's not going to be forever. Your divorce is going to be over at some point, and you're just going to keep getting better and better. Life is just going to keep getting better. I promise you. Getting up is actually where the healing begins, if you think about it. Before I sign off here, I want to talk about one more thing that I think is really, really important. And that is that if you are angry with God, I want to address this. I think that being angry with God is something that a lot of newly separated men and women, including me several years ago, have a lot of trouble with. And I remember thinking, like, why is God doing this to me? Like, why did I deserve this? And then I realized that God is not doing this to me. I did this to me by marrying the wrong person, but not that I should beat myself up, and neither should you. But the choices we make determine what happens. And while, like I said, don't beat yourself up, but God didn't do this to you. You made a choice, and this is what happened. And that's okay that you made the choice, but it's not God's fault. Because God wouldn't do this to you, because God loves you. And God's role is to be here for you, to give you strength and courage to handle things. And I remember once my sister, who's a really religious person, said to me, you know, if you're angry with God, it just means that you believe in God. So don't feel guilty about being angry with God, because that just means that you believe in God. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't even care and wouldn't even think about it. So if you're a believer, that's really good. And believe this, God is going to be here to help you have the courage, the strength, the grace, the wisdom, and the guts to get up and make changes to make your life better. I promise you, He is there for you to do that. Before I sign off, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that you need. Do you need a mortgage to refinance to keep your house? Or are you buying a new house and you need a mortgage? Mortgage banker Jeremy Woods can help you. Google him or look him up on Divorce Girl Smiling. Jeremy is a friend of mine. He's been doing mortgages for 20 years. He's a single dad. He's a really good person. The other Divorce Girl Smiling partner I want to mention is CEL and Associates. Brian James and Ellen Feldman are a team of mediators who can help you mediate your divorce, which is less expensive and takes a lot less time. So if you think you can mediate your divorce and not hire divorce attorneys, they are a great option for you. They mediate in Illinois and Wisconsin. And I've known Brian and Ellen personally for maybe 10 years. They've been a team since 2008, and they're awesome. In closing, I want to end on a really positive note. I want to give you three pieces of advice that will help you when you feel like you're falling down. Okay? First one is stop looking back. Don't say things like, if only I wouldn't have cheated, or if only I would have been a better wife, if only I wouldn't have pushed him so much or nagged him so much. No, that is so unproductive. You cannot change the past, but you have a lot of control about what happens next. The second piece of advice is remember that you can't control your ex. His or her actions are in their control, and how you respond is in your control. So stop trying to control things and focus on yourself and how you behave and the choices you make. And the last piece of advice is to laugh, okay? Life is still good. Look around and appreciate things. Look at cute babies and dogs and nature. And try to appreciate and have gratitude in everything going on around you. I know things seem really shitty right now, but there's so much more good going on than bad things in your divorce. I promise. Think about the people who love you. Think about your health. Think about what you have. And most of all, think about how awesome life is going to be when all this is behind you. I hope that helps. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff. If you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.